This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It is Free Talk Live, and the phones are open here as we kick off the second hour of the show. Coming up, we'll talk about oversensitivity, some sort of a Stanford, not a study, but...
It was a paper that they produced. They wanted to help people be more mindful of language that they're using.
We'll get into that coming up here. It'll tie into something we talked about last night with these weak-ass American college students these days. The safetyism, I think, was a new term that I kind of liked. The number 603-283-6160. You can bring up absolutely anything. We were getting into the artists that are continuing to protest online. I don't know if there's any physical reality protest going on here, which, of course, wouldn't make much sense given that AI art doesn't actually exist in reality unless you print it out. But we'll get into one of the artists who has got themselves an opinion piece they published at the Houston Chronicle all about this. And we were talking about the ArtStation protest, where artists all over this website, ArtStation.com, have been putting up anti-AI artwork, quote-unquote, to protest. So they're going to just stop making artwork in protest of the AI art. But let's go first to Major Payne in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Major.
That sounds like a dead-end valley there. I mean, they're going to starve if they just go in protest mode.
No, they can get a job at McDonald's.
Yeah,
certainly more rewarding.
That's always been the thing, the starving artist. So save the poor starving artist.
Indeed.
But anyway, so I wanted to bring up Putin.
Okay.
And why the U.S. is claiming him as a war criminal now.
What happened now?
Putin claimed to have dirt that was factual on the election being stolen. And you know damn well these ass don't want that bone dug up.
I mean, there's plenty of information coming out without Putin's involvement showing that Twitter was absolutely involved with the federal government in the 2020 election to essentially restrict access to information that in theory could have harmed Donald Trump's re-election chances.
And I don't know who needs to hear this, but... If it's been true about Twitter, it's also true of Facebook YouTube and all of the others as well.
I mean, I think didn't Mark Zuckerberg basically admit it on the Joe Rogan show earlier this year or something like that, where he basically admitted that they were working with and they were asked to take down the Hunter Biden laptop story by the FBI? Yeah. I'm pretty sure that came out.
It takes many cohorts to undermine the entire American populace. I mean, this stupidity is running rampant, and it's because of misinformation. And I can't believe the damn count of sheeple in this world.
Yeah, it helps them get away with what they're doing when the American people don't really pay any attention. And when they do pay attention, their attention spans are so short that they don't remember anything from 1 month to the next, much less a few years to the next. Mm. Like Jeffrey Epstein, right? You would think that by now people would, you know, something would have been done about Jeffrey Epstein and this ring of pedophiles. Well, I don't know if I want to use the word pedophiles, but this ring of elites around the world who were having sex with teenage girls, right? You'd think something would have been done. But no, Americans don't remember, other than throwing out a hashtag Epstein didn't kill himself on Facebook or Twitter. It's completely forgotten. It means nothing to them.
Ever since the internet's been invented, and maybe even before, people have the attention span of a gnat. And you know what the last thing to go through a bug's mind when it hits the windshield is, don't you?
No, what's that?
It's his gnat. But you remember, Ian, I called you before about reindeers and the buffaloes and the prairie grass and such?
Uh-huh.
And I'm curious, do you know if the caribou, I know are either the reindeer are a subspecies or the caribou are a subspecies of each other.
Mm-hmm.
And I know the reindeer's eyes change color, and I don't think caribous do, and I think that's part of why they're magical. And my other question was, do buffaloes have four stomachs like a cow does, as they were the great fertilizer of the plains?
Yeah, I don't know. That is a good question here. I did look up the question of, do caribou eyes change color? And it appears that they may very well.
I feel like there's some context to this discussion that I don't know about, because it seems strange to call a, you know, a talk radio show and ask them about caribou eyes changing color.
He was wanting me to look it up on the internet.
We had this conversation before about reindeers and mushrooms and why they were magical and mystical and such.
Yeah, this was on an episode that you weren't on, right. I think.
They actually do exist, you know, unlike Pegasus and unicorns and such.
Yeah, reindeer are an actual animal.
Yeah.
Apparently you're correct, Major. The buffalo does have four stomach chambers, just like domestic cattle. So now you know. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. Chuck is on the line in Washington. You're on Free Talk Live. Chuck.
Yes. I just wanted to say great callers all the time. I'm not quite sure.
Not all the time, but, you know, you can't win them all. But I appreciate you saying that. That's very nice, Chuck.
So I thought I had my stuff all squared away to rant on one thing.
Okay.
But the previous caller has me going off on this whole reindeer mushroom thing.
Yeah.
Did he say mushroom?
He did.
Yeah, he was talking about mushrooms, yeah.
Are reindeer known for eating funguses? I mean, is that what's?
I think the suggestion was that reindeer appeared to fly maybe when someone was tripping on mushrooms, but I don't know. I don't remember all the details.
Rudolph did have a red nose,
mm-hmm.
and I'm thinking that one of these big old Amanita muscaria caps that he came across, it might have just caught on his nose, and everybody else was like looking at him going, "Damn, G, Have you ever tripped out on that?
On Amanita muscaria? No. Have you?
Yeah. Yes. I did a Viking soup. I'm not kidding.
A Viking soup?
Yeah. If you want to look it up and actually partake of that, I would advise just be careful what they – it used to be, I guess, the whole you know, the legend is that when the Vikings would get into their battles and everything like that, and they'd get riled up and they knew they were about to die, they'd get this soup mixed with all the animal fats and the mushrooms that they could find, and then they drank it right before they were getting ready to go to battle, and that would get them all whacked out, and then that's how they conducted battle back in the days.
Really?
Of the Vikings. And that's why I call it Viking soup.
Wow. And isn't the Amanita, is it more poisonous than the typical psychedelic mushroom with psilocybin? Why is it different? I don't know a lot about it.
Well, there's I'm not an expert on it. I'm still learning all of the gatherings and trades and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's chemicals you really don't want to mess with as if you haven't read up on it, to be quite honest.
Okay, so this is not the kind of mushroom.
He was saying he doesn't know, but he didn't want to say that he doesn't know.
What you're saying is look out for this one. Don't just go and pick this and pop it in your mouth.
Aren't they native to Japan? So, I mean, we're not going to find them growing in our backyard anyway, right?
Well, it all depends on what kind of trees you have and all what I believe that kind of mushroom has kind of spores where it comes and goes every couple of years. And then it all depends on where people put their footprints on. So that's the kind of
there's nothing wrong with saying I don't know, man.
Do your research.
Well,
I think he did say he didn't know. I mean, he didn't.
I do know, but I don't know. But I'm just regurgitating just bits and pieces of
Well, that's all that we all do at any point in our lives is regurgitate the things that we think we've learned.
Look out for the Santa Claus mushroom, everybody.
What I'd recommend, and Chuck, thanks for the call, is if you're interested in doing something like a mushroom or a psychedelic of some sort, that you take the time to learn a lot before you do that. And luckily we have the internet today. You don't have to just go on your friend's recommendation or some stranger or whatever. You can go to arrowid.org, E-R-O-W-I-D.org, and you can do deep, deep research into anything that you're considering. And you should. There's more.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Phones are open. You can join the show. You can bring up anything you want to discuss. And the number for you is 603-283-6160. Ian and Aria in the studio tonight. That's 603-283-6160. And don't forget, you can join us online anytime you want. Just head over to freetalklive.com. We do have online video streaming at our Odyssey channel. You can go to video.freetalklive.com. You can subscribe to our channel there. Odyssey is an excellent platform that is based on the library protocol, at least partially, because library is a decentralized media sharing protocol, and it's pretty awesome. But in order to make sure that they could serve videos on a much more reliable basis, they had to centralize the site a little bit, so it's not a full-on library site. But that is where it came from.
That was always our issue with library, though. And I mean, it was a really light criticism, but it was in order for your files to be safe on the network, someone had to download and mirror your files, and you had to be the initial seed for them,
yes.
Which meant your computer or your server had to always be online, and if it wasn't, there were going to be issues. Odyssey solved that problem. It also gave us a way to live stream, but it also solved that critically important problem that existed on library in general.
They've become a real competitor to YouTube, a real open competitor by comparison, where you can actually find a lot of content YouTube doesn't have. A lot of creators that YouTube has banned have ended up on Odyssey. So check them out through our channel. Just go to video.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, we're talking about alternatives. And one of the alternatives to hiring an actual artist to do work for you these days is you can just go to one of these AI art generators. I was just talking with somebody, I think it was Captain Kickass, and he was talking about this album he's coming out with sometime next year. He's been working on some songs for the last couple of years, and he's finally ready or close to putting the finishing touches on these things and putting them out there. And he was talking about creating some album art, and I said, you ought to consider using AI. You don't have to hire somebody now. You can just type in the things that you want it to do, and it will do it. Now, maybe it won't do a perfect job, and there are some criticisms. Like, for instance, I mentioned the AI art doesn't really do text real well. You can tell it to put a certain text thing into the art that you want, and it just will not get it right. It's just garbled gobbledygook. So it's not very good at that. It's not very good at coming up with the right number of fingers to put on a person's hand.
Neither are humans, though. The Simpsons is one of the most popular animated series in probably in history, and all of its characters have, two fingers and a thumb?
That's done on purpose, though.
Three fingers and a thumb.
But that's part of their art design.
But it's also because it was easier for them in order to avoid having to draw, human hands all the time. South Park, all of its characters always wear gloves.
Sure. Well, that's true. I mean, that's just a choice, though, in that case. The computer is just not good at doing fingers.
Now, there are a lot of humans, though, is my point.
I wanted to talk further about this. We have this editorial piece by, of all names, Molly Crabapple. I just noticed that her last name is Crabapple. She is writing an opinion piece for the Houston Chronicle, and the headline here is, "Artists Shouldn't Be Replaced by Robots." She says, "Like many artists, I've looked in horror at generative image AI, a technology that is poised to eliminate humans from the field of illustration."
Now, it must suck to be so unremarkable
that
you can be replaced by artificial intelligence.
Right, and that's the thing. It's this is the same old crap that people have been afraid of forever when it comes to technology, right? TV was going to kill radio, right? Radio's still here. And then the
internet was going to kill TV.
And live delivered television is kind of on the way out. But the idea of video content that you can download or whatever is still very, very alive and well. Creative projects, the idea that copyright, getting rid of copyright would kill creative ideas is absolutely absurd as well, because we know ideas that were creative existed before copyright, right?
It would unleash the creative mind.
Yeah. Being able to record songs from the radio, because back in the 80s,
cassette tapes, right?
You could record on cassette tapes. That was going to take away billions in revenue from the artists, and no one would ever make a song.
It did exactly the opposite. The very first rock album I ever heard was a cassette tape that a friend of mine had made from his CD, or maybe from another copy of the cassette. I don't remember now, or maybe they had recorded it from the radio or whatever.
Do you remember who it was? What band?
Yeah, it was Metallica's Black Album.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, very first rock album I ever heard. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You couldn't hear crap like that on the radio, really. Not back then.
When was this?
Early, mid-90s?
I mean, they played Enter Sandman
late 90s.
On the rock stations.
Maybe, but there weren't
a
lot of...
Hit.
But you also have to be in an area with a rock station. And if there was a rock station in Memphis, there were two of them. Mm-hmm. There was Rock 103 and... I don't remember the other one.
Matter.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah.
But anyway, they played classic rock. You weren't going to hear Metallica there. You were going to hear Lynyrd Skynyrd and Deep Purple.
Well, now you can hear Metallica on the classic rock station.
That old. I wish people would stop saying that, too. But whatever, here we are. So, I listen to classic rock. I've always listened to classic rock, though, so what do I care?
Back to Ms. Crabapple. She says, in minutes or
it's
hours.
It's Crabapple, thank you.
Apps such as Stable Diffusion and Midjourney can churn out polished, detailed images based on text prompts. And they do it for a few dollars or for free. They are faster and cheaper than any human can be. And while their images still have problems, a certain soullessness, perhaps, an excess of fingers, tumors that sprout from ears, they are already good enough to have been used for the book covers and editorial illustration gigs that are many illustrators' bread and butter. They are improving at an astounding rate. Though some AI fans give lip service to the idea that this technology is meant to help artists, it is in fact a replacement, as explicit as the self-acting spinning mule, a machine commissioned by British factory bosses in 1825 to break the power of striking textile workers.
I think it suggests that... That was a mouthful. Kudos to you for getting through it. I think it suggests that the demand for art is much higher than artists tend to recognize, and they charge too much for their artwork.
Yeah.
Now, if you gave an artist or an author a choice between this free AI-generated art and this other thing that was drawn by a human that they could have for, I don't know, $25, everyone who was publishing a book would be like, all right, yeah, I'll go ahead and spend the $25 or whatever. No one would say, no, that's way too much for me. I'm not doing it. The issue is an artist who's doing a book cover is going to want thousands of dollars and perhaps a percentage of the royalties.
I mean, is that true? I mean,
it's not going to be cheap.
Couldn't you just go on Fiverr or something and find someone to do it for $25 or $50 or something like that?
Possibly.
I mean, you're speculating. You don't really know. You've never hired an artist to do a book cover, right?
I have not.
Or an album cover?
No.
For that matter? I think we'd want to hear from people that have done that before.
20 years ago, so I mean, it was...
Yeah. I bet you, given the internet and the competition that it has brought in various different industries, I bet that has driven the price of things like that down. Hiring an artist for a book cover is probably easier than it ever was in the past because of sites like Fiverr, where there's people in India who would really like to do it so they can feed their family, that
but
kind of thing.
Would they be willing to just sell it to you and let you use it for whatever? Or are they going to come at you with a lawsuit 5 years later and say, hey, look, you wrote this book that turned out to sell millions of copies. Where's
not
my percentage?
Not in India, I don't think.
I don't know.
But if you want to weigh in on that, maybe you know a thing or two about that. The number here is 603-283-6160. But to liken the creation of AI art to British factory bosses in the 1800s trying to break the power of their striking workers with a machine is really cynical, right? Like, that's really cynical.
Is that how industrial their art production is? That they could be likened to the British textile workers?
Yeah, it's ridiculous. But there's more coming up here in moments. She's just getting started. Ms. Molly Crabapple in the Houston Chronicle is complaining about the new competition. Because that is what this is.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News update. In developing news, Republicans cheering the Supreme Court's ruling on Title 42.
Democrats, not so much. The High Court is keeping in place the public health rule known as Title 42, which has been used to expedite deportations on the border. Republican Senator John Cornyn of Texas has been warning that without Title 42, there would be chaos on the border.
Border Patrol told me as long ago as a year or more ago that they feared they would lose control of the border entirely.
Justices will hear oral arguments in February on whether the states can intervene before a final decision in the coming months. 64% of today's flight cancellations across the country are on Southwest Airlines, and things don't look any better Wednesday either.
We wanted to fly even on San Francisco, San Jose, anything remotely in the area, and they couldn't do it.
FlightAware reports 3,100 flights have been canceled today, 2,600 of those on Southwest. Jeremy Scott, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Appreciate what we do. Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Phones are open here. You can join us. And you know, it would be interesting to have somebody like Ms. Crabapple on the phones, because I would love to have an actual discussion with one of these artists who have been protesting online. They've been writing whiny editorial pieces about the fact that they have a new level of competition in their industry. And that's what's going on here. It's like, it would be like us getting on the air and complaining because podcasts exist. Right? Like, yes, we have a podcast, and yes, we've been podcasting since the beginning of podcasts, but presuming we weren't, right, and we were just some radio-only show on Free Talk Live, it would be like us getting on the air and just bellyaching and moaning about how, oh, in our day, all you had was 5 radio stations, and only 2 of them were talk stations, and you could only listen to us or that other guy, and now there's tens of thousands of talk podcasts, and how can we ever compete? And we would just be bitching and moaning about it for hours on end. That's the equivalent of what's going on here.
There's also the AI podcast that we covered here on the show. It was
amazing.
AI voice acted, AI script written. The script was written by AI, and it was awesome. We helped promote it in as much as we could help promote it. It was fantastic.
And don't look, I realize, I see the writing on the wall here.
Yeah, eventually we're all going to get replaced by robots.
It's very well possible. I mean, I think there's always going to be a market for human created art. But if this is going to lower the price of some art, I think that's a good thing. I understand that the people in the industry, when they have to lower their prices, they don't feel like that's a good thing. But for the end consumer, for the people who are buying art, that's ultimately a great thing.
We've been sort of watching this happen in the music industry for the last several years, where Spotify is the music champion these days, and your Spotify subscription costs $10 a month, I think.
Okay.
And it's unlimited, right? Versus one album, which runs $17, one CD, $17 or something like that if you buy it at the music store.
Yeah.
And that's only one album.
If you can find a music store.
It's an hour's worth of music.
Yeah.
But Spotify, for that $10, you can listen to unlimited amounts of music from unlimited numbers of artists across an unlimited number of albums.
Incredible.
As much as you want. And sure, the artists are a lot. There's a lot of pushback against Spotify because they're only paying the artists, you know, 300ths of a penny per stream or whatever. Yeah. But yeah, this is why you buy their merchandise at shows or you do something like that to show your support.
I mean, are there more bands now or fewer bands?
More. There's significantly more. There's so much more. I've been exposed to more new bands in the last 2 years than I would ever have even thought existed.
And it's incredible. It means you can expand your horizons as far as your musical tastes are concerned. Like you said, find new things you never even knew existed. Find whole completely new genres that you never knew existed. Yep. Get into international kind of music that you would never have had access to before. Anyway, we can continue the discussion about why new competition is a good thing and should be embraced, even by people within an industry. But let's talk to Joe first in Maryland. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Aria.
Merry Christmas, Ian.
Thank you, Joe.
You too.
What's on your mind tonight?
I don't know if you were listening on Christmas, right? But I told the Rich and Nikki that for the past 2 years, my Christmas wish was The Wall. This year was to have my Christmas was to have your conviction vacated.
Oh, thank you. I do appreciate that.
You're welcome. The Luddites were the people who destroyed the machines in England.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah, I don't ask. I took European history with Dr. Jack Powell, and he was one of my favorite teachers, so that's why I know.
There are American Luddites now. At least that's what they're calling themselves, an American Luddites club or something.
Yeah, teenagers.
Yeah, teenagers meeting at Central Park, I believe it was, in New York, who
somewhere like that, yeah.
Not bringing their phones or putting their phones down for several hours and just sort of existing without technology.
I think it's interesting.
Wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Because I don't do computers. I told you guys that.
I gotcha.
AI site that's even dumber than your AI site.
Oh, yeah?
It's called, it's called US.gov.
Pretty dumb. Government websites are known for being bad. They're known for being hard to navigate and poorly designed and ugly.
Well, I don't know because I don't go on.
You're not missing much.
That joke off the top of my
head. It was a good joke, though. I mean, for someone that doesn't know, you predicted correctly. Their website sucks. And it's true for state governments, and it's true generally for local governments as well. Every now and then, you can tell a local government has hired a decent webmaster. Like, the City of Keene site isn't terrible. It's not as bad as I expected it to be, but it is still a jumbled, it's a mess. It's way...
Why are they finding this so... It's so easy to just throw WordPress on a site, slap some content on there, and be done with it. That's why WordPress exists.
That's what we did with freetalklive.com, the most recent iteration of it, because the Drupal site was just getting to be a nightmare to deal with. Joe, anything else you want to share tonight?
Yeah. Taking silly Simon.
Psilocybin.
Try to walk again like that guy Mr. Harris did from National Geographic.
Oh, yeah, what about it?
I don't know how it came up on my phone. This is why I think they're listening to everything we say. It came up on my phone, checkpsilocybin.net, and it said psilocybin, ginseng, and all-natural binders. To make you feel better.
Hold up. This is a website that's just openly selling psilocybin?
It's not openly selling psilocybin, but I went to it and it said, this is what we got and this is what you should try to get and everything like that. So when I go to my pain management doctors in January, I'm going to say, look, here's a website. I never did drugs in my life because I was always an athlete. Used to play full contact karate and all that stuff. But I told them that because, I don't get pee tested a lot because they know I wouldn't smoke pot or anything on the side or stuff or try to buy it on the streets because I'm not that type of person. But I'm going to say, look, I want you to check that And if you're allowed to give it to me, I want to try it, just like that guy.
Sadly, they're not allowed to give it to you. I don't want
to
try to tell you what they're going to say, Joe, but I wouldn't get my hopes up about this. I don't believe that anywhere outside of a few cities like Denver or Santa Cruz, there's a few of them up in Massachusetts. There's a couple of others, I think Oakland in California and Oregon, where there is a therapeutic program for psilocybin at this point. There are few other options that are out there. Maryland, I certainly have not heard anything about that. But I'm not telling you not to ask. I'm just telling you just be prepared for what the answer is.
Yeah, I'm pretty prepared, but you know, and I'm also prepared with maybe get somebody take me up to New Hampshire and talk to some people you know then.
Well, unfortunately, I can't help you with that either, Joe, but I appreciate the call tonight. Thank you for the call, and hopefully we will see New Hampshire have some sort of legislation in this area. There was a bill last year for the decriminalization of recreational use of psilocybin. Unfortunately, it didn't get out of committee. But there was a public hearing. Bonnie and I both spoke on that. There's video footage of that at the Free Keen Odyssey and Free Keen Odyssey channel. And it is definitely something that needs to get taken up again. I suspect that it will in the
it'll
come back again. Maybe next year would be my guess. Because
in New Hampshire, though, you have the religious right to use psilocybin,
correct,
and presumably other psychedelics. We know that psilocybin has been ruled by the New Hampshire Supreme Court to be allowed for religious purposes.
For unanimous ruling, too. Like, it wasn't even controversial on the court, which is a good sign, right? That suggests that that opinion will not be reversed, because we were discussing earlier,
right,
legal opinions can change over time, and this one said essentially that the New Hampshire Constitution protects your right to worship God in the way that you choose, not just protects your right to religion, but specifically protects your right to worship, and so it's a much stronger protection than you would get from the U.S. Constitution, which only just protects your right to religion. And, of course, we saw how well that worked in the Crypto 6 trial last week, in my case, unfortunately. So kudos to the New Hampshire Supreme Court for making that decision. It is the only state at this time, I believe, besides maybe California. I feel like there might be one more where it is kind of a protected status from a religious perspective. But that won't necessarily stop the cops from arresting you if they find you with some mushrooms. So you just kind of have to be prepared to fight that one in court. There's more coming up here. The number 603-283-6160. More on the artificial intelligence art controversy. Artists, some of them, are mad.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. The phones are open. You can join the show here at the number 603-283-6160. Talking about the artists complaining about new competition. They're mad, mad, mad that now you can just go with a few simple words, type it into one of these AI art generators like Midjourney or Stable Diffusion, and within moments have, in many cases, a gorgeous, well-designed piece of artwork put in front of you.
It's really the same old story we've always heard about any sort of platform where someone was successful and suddenly there's new competition and they don't like it and they want to do everything right they can to stop it.
Yep.
Even though it's popular, and it's popular for a reason.
Yeah, and these guys, you know, they probably thought they were set, right? Like, okay, yeah, the internet did bring more competition for artists because it allows the average person who needs some art done to reach out beyond, like, the local area. If you would, if you were a local business owner and you needed an advertisement designed for your business to put an ad in the newspaper, like, the newspaper would tell you a few of their buddies that you could hire. And if you didn't know people in the art world, then you'd probably be at a dead end. You'd be checking the yellow pages or something like that, looking for, you know, artists collectives or whatever, where you might be able to get some other prices. You wouldn't have a lot of options. The internet opened that up, and it allowed people to start going to websites like Fiverr or wherever else you might find artists who are willing to work for cheap, in many cases in other countries where it doesn't cost as much to feed a family. And they don't have to work for as much. They don't charge as much per hour or per job or whatever. And
seems like a winning deal to me.
I suspect there were people in the art world that complained about the existence of sites like Fiverr, but it just wasn't as noteworthy. It wasn't as loud. This is very, very loud because
it took a different form than when people say, "Oh, they're going to send all our jobs to India." And then you have to deal with the telemarketers from over there. It's not fair that I'm competing with people from India.
Well, plus it would also sound worse, right? Because a lot of these people that are complaining about this, I'm just going to guess that they're more on the lefty side of things. But I could be wrong about that, right? Like, that's just kind of the impression that I've gotten so far. There's this article here from the Houston Chronicle that we're going through by Molly Crabapple. She's an artist who's mad about this. But it would sound different for somebody who is on the left to say, "Well, I don't want competition from those Indians," right? Versus, "I don't want competition from these anti-human AI art generators." So now they have a different position. Now their position is much like, From the outside, it looks like it means something. Like, well, we're pro-human, you know, is essentially what they're
I'm pro-art.
They're saying. Yeah.
It's weird that the artists aren't.
Well, they don't like the competition is what it comes down to. But let me get back into the story here from the Houston Chronicle's Molly Crabapple. She says they're improving, they being the AI, at an astounding rate. Though some AI fans give lip service that this will help artists, it's in fact, she says, a replacement as explicit as the self-acting spinning mule, a machine commissioned by British factory bosses to break the power of the striking textile workers. She says this replacement could only be accomplished through a massive theft. The most popular generative art AI art companies, Stability AI, Lensa AI, Midjourney, and DALL-E, all trained their AIs on massive data sets such as LAION-5B, which is run by the German nonprofit Lion, or LAION.
That's how she learned art as well. I remember in these gifted art classes in high school where we would study this particular artist and we would then try to create something in their style or whatever art project we were doing that particular week. That was literally how we learned to do art, too.
It's just so amazing to me that not a single one of the complaints, and we've read a few of these over the last several months. We've read a few of these whiny pieces from these artists bitching about AI art, and it's like not one of them has acknowledged this. Not one of them has at least even taken that. Like, sometimes if you're writing a piece that takes a certain position, you can imagine what the opposition would say and kind of answer that, right? Like, answer
the objection.
They're
not ready to face that, though, because right. Then they realize that, oh, there absolutely is nothing that separates me from the AI art, except the AI is faster and more efficient.
Right. How dare someone be inspired, even the AI, by what else has already been created? That's what we're talking about here, and she's calling it theft.
When they do counter, that's exactly what they argue, that there's some sort of difference between being inspired by the style of an artist and learning and directly copying that artist's style. I'm not the mental gymnast I don't know how they do it, but that's what they argue. Being inspired by Picasso is very different from the AI stealing from Picasso.
It used to be that theft in the world of art took two forms, right? At least that I can think of off the top of my head. The actual physical stealing of a piece of art, right? Like, you take the
actual
original
theft.
Mona Lisa from its hanging place and take it somewhere else and sell it or whatever it is you would do with a stolen Mona Lisa. Or you make a duplicate of the Mona Lisa through a talented artist that can knock off, with minor differences, right, that the untrained eye cannot see. You make a duplicate of the Mona Lisa, and then you sell that as though it was the original, right?
Right.
So that's kind of the two forms.
So there's actual theft and there's fraud.
Yeah.
Something being misrepresented as something else.
This is not those things.
No.
Right? This is just inspiration. And these artists like to complain that, I can see my art in the BS. You can tell this thing to, recreate the Mona Lisa, and it's going to do it differently.
Yeah.
You know? It's going to have its own spin that it puts on this. But anyway, she goes on. She says, these data sets were not ethically obtained. Lion sucked up 5.8 billion images from around the internet, from art sites such as DeviantArt, and even from private medical records. Look, if a browser can go to your website and download the thing, it's not private.
Yeah, it's not my fault these medical record companies didn't, password protect their data.
She says, I found my art and photos of my face on their databases. They took it all without the creator's knowledge, compensation, or consent.
You consented when you put it online, you right. Idiot. That's literally what it means to put something online.
You wanted people to see your art. You put it on there so people could see what you were capable of and possibly hire you to do some work. If you wanted to put it behind a paywall, then you could have done that, and then this Lion would not have been able to ingest it.
The solution is right in front of us. The way to protect their art is the NFT. Clearly.
What do you mean by that?
I'm being silly. I'm being facetious. But I mean, it's amazing to me that that's sort of what they want. You mentioned a paywall, and that's what made me realize that that's effectively what they want. They want to be able to lock their artwork up behind this paywall and say, look, I'm the human. I created this one true masterpiece, and that AI is just ripping it off.
Once Lion had scraped up all this work and handed it over to for-profit companies, such as Stability AI, the creator of the Stable Diffusion model, which is, by the way, open source, I don't know how for-profit they are, which then trained their AIs on artists' pirated work. Type in a text prompt like, quote, SpongeBob SquarePants drawn by Shepard Fairey, and the AI mashes together art painstakingly created over lifetimes.
You're stealing someone else's character! Did you make SpongeBob? I'm assuming that... Who was this person?
Shepard Fairey? I don't know who that is. This is not the person who wrote the article.
I'm assuming Shepard Fairey did not create SpongeBob, though, so they're literally stealing someone else's character in order to create their art in the first place. Not that you can steal a character, but I mean, you know, that's the argument they would make.
Well, thank goodness you can't. Thank goodness copyright or trademark or whatever doesn't restrict people from drawing art of their favorite, like, cartoons, right? Because we've seen fan art out there, right, for different, you name it, right, whatever it is, your favorite cartoon series growing up or a movie, you know, Avatar is the new thing right now. You know there's people out there creating this fan artwork, just like people create
Absolutely.
Fan fiction, and that's okay. And the people, thank goodness, the people who created SpongeBob can't go out on the internet and try to bring lawsuits against everybody that's got a paint program, all the, you know, I don't know, 10-year-olds or big SpongeBob fans or whatever trying to make their own SpongeBob art, and instead of having Walt Disney or whoever the hell it is, Viacom that owns Nickelodeon, coming after them with lawyer's letters threatening them. Cease and desist.
I mean, that is a Disney kind of thing to do. It's
goodness.
Also a Metallica kind of thing to do.
Thank goodness we're not there. The reason why Disney would do something like that is if you tried to sell it, right? Like, you can make a picture of SpongeBob. You can draw, you can do a fan art, you can do a fan fiction of SpongeBob, but you can't make a SpongeBob animated short and charge money for it. Then they will send you the cease and desist, right?
Yeah.
So, thank goodness that they can't, just for having fun. Right? Because that would really stop a lot of people from having fun. And if this woman got her way, she would stop. She would pass a law. She would institute whatever insane restrictive technology to stop everyone from using this AI art because somebody took her picture.
And she has to do those things because she can't compete with it organically. AI art is crushing her.
The number, if you want to join us here, we're going to continue in hour number 3, and you can share your thoughts. 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.